Hello, Anchor, and happy Friday. It is the 1st of March. Now, I did a podcast, and then as I was getting ready to put it up, I thought, I forgot. I had some call-ins. So, it's going to be the podcast, then I'm going to tell you that I'm done, which is a big fat lie, and then we're going to roll right into the call-ins. Thank you for that, guys, and have a wonderful weekend. Hello, Anchor, or Spotify, or iTunes, or wherever you are listening from, Blogger, MeWe, welcome to my podcast. I am Whisk, the Happy Whisk, and today I'm going to talk about last Friday. Last Friday I did a post about how we moved everything around and made stations. It was about function over form. If you're interested in that, I will drop that in the show notes so you can click to that episode. But let me tell you what happened in a week's time. Not even a week's time. Started right as soon as I got up on Monday. So normally when I'm shooting video and doing photographs and cooking and writing up like little recipes that I want to share, I'm also doing laundry. Why am I doing laundry while I'm working? This is stupid. So I'm doing laundry and I'm fighting with the dryer and the washer because they're right. We live in a long trailer, so think a long hallway. And there's my lab, and then there's the washer and the dryer. So they're right there. And then there's the furnace right there, too. So everything's kind of loud sometimes right where I'm trying to work. You might remember my last blog post, when I talked about when we moved the desk out for me so that I can transcribe my food notes. Well, now I have time in between. So I shoot a video, right? And it's got to cook, and I got to write times and temps down, or it's got to bake. And then I'm doing laundry, which is dumb. Or I'm cleaning something, which is also stupid. Instead, now that I got the desk, though, I go right over to my desk and I'm like, tip, 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 tip. It's an internet-free desk. So there is, it's a laptop that can't even go online. Poor thing. It's a dinosaur. So comfortable. Anyway, so now I find that I just want to sit there and work and finish out my writing so that I can get it out there. Like, I want to finish writing the recipe out. And so now, this week, this will be the last week that I will do laundry in between shooting, and I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like freedom. It's so silly, but I'm so happy because it just feels like I can optimize my work day now. And instead, I will do laundry and cleaning like other people do when they come home from work. Like back when I was a prep cook, I didn't say to Hannah, who was my partner across the prep station, I didn't say, Hannah, I just got done chopping all this veg. Now I'm going to go do a load of laundry. No, is that how work works? So if it doesn't work like that when I'm out, I'm certainly not going to do it here at home anymore. And it sounds so simple. It's like one of those face palm things or forehead palm things. Remember the V8? Oh, I should have had a V8. Like, duh. And that's how I feel now. It's so simple. But sometimes the best solutions are simple. And that's what I'm doing. Changed up everything just by changing around the living room and giving me that little desk. That's it, guys. That's all I got for the day. I'm off to finish up my kitchen, which is now after work, which is now when I will clean my kitchen. That's it for me. Whisk out. See you next time.
Just washing some dishes here. It should be an excellent time. I'm excited. I gotta find some interesting dice to try and use, some new ones. And my wife's watching The Bachelor tonight, so it should be good. Anyway, cheers. Thanks for calling.
A big shout out to you, Shane, for telling us that if you're listening to a podcast and the segment comes up with someone's name on it, all I have to do is click the star and then I can follow them. I didn't even know that. So if you heard Shane's thing, go over, click his star and check out his podcast.
Hey, Daughter Lawyer. I agree. You got to have some level of organization that fits what you're doing, and fuck how it looks and how it, you know, seems to anybody else. I have to clean up and organize shit before I really jump into any big creative effort. I've known that about me myself for a long time. I just have to organize everything around me basically so I can have that clutter gone and then focus on what I got to do. You know what I mean? That way it's not even a distraction or anything. And I go through those phases where every once in a while I have to clean, reorganize, and all that stuff. You just do. Sometimes you just got to make stuff new. You know, I bought a big-ass PC off my brother. He makes them. And it's real powerful. And it's like basically when I stick it in my corner now, instead of my old laptop, I've got this beast it changed the whole feng shui of the room. It changes everything up. So, yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
Hey, Joe, thank you for the call. I agree. Just who cares what it looks like? You gotta just do what is comfortable. And everyone else listening, if you don't already know Joe the Lawyer, please head over to his page, click the star by his name. His last interview was with Spike Pitt, and happy birthday to Spike Pitt as well. It was a pretty good chat. I didn't even know an hour and a half went by. And I'm not really one for long podcasts, so I liked it a lot.
Hi, Ivy. It's great to hear you back up and casting again. Yeah. Enjoyed listening to it. Sounds so you're getting everything sorted back out again, and good to hear that both you and Tim are feeling better. And yeah, look forward to hearing some more casting in the near future, and of course some more videos on YouTube. Ciao for now.
Thanks, Martin, for the well wishes. It's nice to be back up and running. And for those of you that don't know, Martin also has a podcast. He's on MeWe as well. He is a bicyclist, cyclist, bike guy. And unfortunately, he had a very bad accident. He had to go into hospital and get hip replacement. And now I'm listening to his story as he gets better and walks a mile and then walks 2 miles and gets back to it. So congratulations, Martin, and keep up the great work. And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Hey, Whisk, fifth time's the charm, right? Unfortunately, Anchor doesn't want to upload any of my messages today. But I did want to congratulate you on your Instapot. My wife and I also call it an Instapot, even though we don't even have the Instant Pot brand. I've been cooking with pressure cookers for about 15 years now, and I love them. I think you're going to love it too. Everything comes out so much better. Speed is not just the only reason to use a pressure cooker. And I think the programmable ones are leaps and bounds ahead of every other pressure cooker as well. I wouldn't use anything else to cook beans except maybe a slow cooker. Unfortunately, I'm on a very strict diet and beans will be off of the menu for at least the next couple of months.
Ugh, no beans. I can't imagine a world with no beans. I hope you can get back to them in a few months like you mentioned. And guys, if you are into maps and gaming, check out Frank's Patreon at patreon.com/FrankT. It's free Map Friday, which is today, which is kind of perfect. So head on over there and check out his Patreon. He's on MeWe and he has a podcast. So click that little star.
Hi, Ivy. Spike Pit. I just listened to your interview with Joe the Lawyer, and I cannot believe that you are a fellow Roald Dahl fan. The guy is awesome. I love his books. Probably my favourite is Danny, Champion of the World. It makes me think of when I go camping and hang out in the woods with my eldest son. It's kind of like quality father and son time. It's just me and him and the wife and the younger kids, they stay home. But yeah, Roald Dahl, awesome, and respect, Ivy.
Hello, birthday boy. Hey, Colin, Spike Pitt. You guys check him out if you don't already know him, but I don't know who doesn't know Spike Pitt, who is already on Anchor. He's just a huge supporter of everybody, and it's pretty cool. I have not read Danny, Champion of the World. I have it. But I haven't read it, but I love Roald Dahl. I absolutely love his books, Matilda and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and it's just such fun to read and then reread. All right, Colin, happy birthday, Spike Pitt.
Hi, Ivy. It's John calling from Red Dice Diaries. Just heard the latest episode. I think you make a good point about being uncomfortable about self-promotion. I know it's something I struggled with when I first started getting into YouTube and various social media, and I'd be lying if I said I was still entirely comfortable with it. And that's even putting aside the well-known British reserved sense of humour and decorum that I obviously don't possess. However, I do think you're right. You do need to like push through it and get your stuff out there for people to see. And as you rightly said, unfortunately, the only way to do that is to just like push on with stuff, even if it feels uncomfortable. And I still feel that way myself now, but you just have to keep pressing on with it. Anyway, I thought it was a great episode. Keep up the good work. Catch you soon.
Thanks, John. That is Red Dice Diaries. So head on over there. Again, just click that little star. Thank you again to Shane for telling us about that, or telling me about that. Yeah, you got to push on, right? Even when it's uncomfortable. I'll tell you, though, since I've done the podcast and since I put it out there, I don't feel uncomfortable anymore. It's like the monster is gone. It's not scary anymore. It's like I just have to do this. It's now part of my job. So thank you for calling in. I hope you have a great gaming weekend. Before I go, I saved the best for last, and I'm going to let Matt Jackson finish off my podcast. Have a great weekend, guys. Whisk out.
Nut cheese!